Good afternoon, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa's conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of i-advize Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to the first earnings conference call for Corporación Aceros Arequipa. Aceros Arequipa, as we'll refer to it going forward, is a leading Peruvian steel company engaged in the manufacture and sale of steel products for the construction, industrial, and mining sectors. Joining us today from Lima, Peru are Mr. Ricardo Sillonis, Chairman, Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo Guzman, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today, they will be discussing the third quarter 2018 results after the press release issued by the company on Friday, October 26, as well as the business strategy and the details of the closing of Comercial del Acero transaction. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit the company's website, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany the discussion during this call. If you need any assistance or wish to be included in future distributions, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call and do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, the forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Ricardo Sillonis, Chairman of Aceros Arequipa, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Sillonis, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael. Good afternoon and welcome to everyone. Thank you for joining us on today's call. We appreciate your interest in Corporación Aceros Arequipa and for participating today. We envision that this will be the first of many quarterly earning calls, reaffirming our commitment to strengthening our communication and transparency with investors and stakeholders. Let's take a look at slide 3 of the presentation, where we can review the agenda for today's call. First, we're going to have a brief overview of Aceros Arequipa, and then I will discuss some of the relevant events that took place during the year. Tulio Silgado, our CEO, will then discuss corporate strategy and provide more information about the new melt shop project and the Comansa transaction. Our CFO and IRO, Ricardo Guzman, will then discuss our operational and financial performance and review 2018 guidance. At that point, we will make forward to the Q&A session. Let me start by giving you a brief overview of the company on slide number 4. Aceros Arequipa, if you are not familiar with the story, is the largest and leading steel company in Peru, with operations in Bolivia and exports to other countries in the region. Its main activities are aimed at the construction, industrial, and mining sectors, and include production, distribution, and sales of reinforcing bars, wire rods, merchant bars, and the commercialization of steel sheets, plates, coils, tubes, and accessories for reinforcement and other steel products. About 85 to 90% of its sales volume is comprised of locally manufactured products, while the rest is imported. As a complement to our core business, we are committed in providing a range of value-added steel-related products and services, such as cut and bent rebars and rebars on-site installation. Aceros Arequipa was founded in 1964 and has a steel mill shop and two state-of-the-art rolling mills, all located in the city of Pisco, Peru, with an average annual nominal production capacity of 850,000 tons for its melt shop and 1,250,000 tons in steel rolling mill capacity. Aceros Arequipa's story is one of continuous growth within a market that still holds potential high growth opportunities due to Peru's lack of infrastructure valued at $160,000 million or $160 billion. During the past years, the company's revenue and EBITDA rose at a compounded annual growth rate of 11.5% and 10% respectively. And today, we have an ample customer base throughout Peru and Bolivia. The company currently employs over 1,100 people across its operations in Peru. Let's move now to slide number six, please, to briefly recap some strategic and recent events that took place during the year, which are aligned with our business strategy for continued growth and value generation. Back in January, the Board of Directors approved an investment of $100 million to begin the development and construction of a new melt shop. This new facility, which will also be located in Pisco, will have a production capacity of at least 1,250,000 tons per year of liquid steel, which among other benefits will allow the company to minimize its demand of imported billets. We aim to start operations mid-2020. Aceros Arequipa has also invested in a tube plant that will begin operations in November. With this investment, the company will increase its market share in the tube market and jointly with Comasa's market share will be a leading tube producer in Peru. Furthermore, I want to highlight the successful takeover of a leading steel commercial player, Comercial del Acero, also known as Comasa, which took place early in September. We believe it represents a strategic opportunity for our company on both a consolidated and individual perspective to continue to boost growth and value. The takeover, which was held through the Lima Stock Exchange, consisted of an 84.6 million soles disbursement for the 66.4% of Comasa's common stock, as Aceros Arequipa already held the other 33.6%. Comasa, as Tulio will discuss a little bit further into this presentation, is a Peruvian company that holds a strong market position and leadership in the commercialization of a wide range of steel products for a wide variety of customers and industries. Its portfolio is strongly positioned in flat products, such as a broad range of plates, coils, tubes, and other steel products such as merchant bars, beams, and reinforcing bars. Therefore, as you can imagine, this is a great fit for Aceros Arequipa and a unique opportunity to further strengthen the operations and market share of both companies in order to allow us to further expand and consolidate our production, our product and customer portfolios in Peru. Finally, in September, at the shareholders meeting, third program for debt securities for up to $300 million was approved. It is expected to be passed this year by the Peruvian Securities Commission. The new debt securities program is aligned with the current policy set by Aceros Arequipa's management, which seeks to have an efficient capital structure through a diversified funding base. This, in turn, will allow the company to broaden its financial alternatives for future needs. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that these events reaffirm Aceros Arequipa's management commitment to the company's business strategy, by maintaining focus on growth and profitability maximization to generate value for our shareholders. This concludes my comments. I would like to make a correction. The investment for the new mail shop is $180 million. I believe I mentioned $100 million. I will now turn the call over to Tulio Silgados, Aceros Arequipa Chief Executive Officer, who will review the company's strategy, the new mail shop project, and Comasa's acquisition. Tulio, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Ricardo. Good afternoon, and thank you again for participating in today's conference call. Please turn to slide 8 for an overview of our corporate strategy, which illustrates our core strengths and various elements that make us a unique investment story. Aceros Arequipa, robust track record of continuous revenue increase and solid profit despite market volatility are due to our focus on four key pillars. First, a solid commercial approach backed by a long-standing leadership and reputation in the Peruvian and Bolivian market thanks to our nationwide distribution model. Our focus remains on either maintaining or gaining a leading market position across all our product categories, nationwide, and strengthening our regional presence in countries such as Bolivia. On this note, we are confident of the deep knowledge we have of the industries and customers we supply, which help us to be the ideal fit for major upcoming infrastructure projects and to be able to provide a range of value-added steel products and services. Second, our rolling mill production process is one of the mostly efficient in South America. In order to further improve our results, our company continuously evaluates and promotes cost reduction initiatives, process automatization and optimization, and supply management improvement. Third, the company's operations are supported by a lean corporate structure with a highly experienced team. On this note, we have implemented initiatives to promote a culture of innovation and improvement, workforce development, and an ongoing process aimed to minimize sales administration expenses than other operational expenses and other operational expenses. Four, our commitment is rely on high quality assets and state of the art equipment, low production costs, market leadership push us to continuously monitor potential development and investment opportunities. Therefore, the current year investment decisions, such as our new mail shop project and the takeover of Comasa, have been in line with these strategic initiatives. We remain confident in our strength, our strategic approach, our initiatives to continue driving growth and profitability maximization with the aim of boosting long-term shareholders' values. Now, let's move to slide 10. We dive a little deeper into our new mail shop project description and rationale. This new project will include a new electric arc furnace, new continuous casting machine, new fume treatment plant, new water treatment plant, and new scrap yard. The new facility, which is expected to be up and running by mid-2020, is being implemented adjacent to the current mill shop, so the production will not be affected during the construction. When the new plant starts operating, the actual mill shop will be temporarily shut down until more steel capacity is required. This project is a major driver of a long-term value creation as it dramatically reduces our need to import steel billets, which usually represent a much higher cost versus the produced ones. The new mill shop is expected to improve overall production ratios and cost, as well as further lower our impact on the environment. Main savings include energy savings of 12%, lower electric consumption of 15%, lower maintenance cost of 11%, lower requirement of shredded scrap, and lower ferroalloys consumption of 27%. Additionally, the new furnace allows for a wider variety of scrap and metallic raw materials, which enhance the company's ability to manage a strategic consumption mix. Furthermore, the new melt shop will enable Aceros Arequipa to produce high carbon steel, which drives commercial opportunities to produce and sell a high volume in high carbon steel finished products. Now, let's take a closer look into the Comercial del Acero transaction. Please turn to slide 12. In early September, the company successfully completed a takeover bid process to acquire the remaining 66.4% stake in Comasa, which it did not already own. The transaction was agreed upon a per share price of 74 soles cents, which represents a total investment of 84.6 million soles for all the shares. On a multiple value perspective, valuation perspective, the transaction represents an enterprise value to EBITDA ratio of 4.4. Comasa is a leading company in the commercialization of steel products, and it holds a major presence in flat steel product segment. Combining Comasa flat product leadership with Aceros Arequipa's own presence in flat products and leadership in long products, the consolidated company become a number one market player in both long and flat sheet steel products. This converges with our strategy initiative for growth and value generation across all product categories. Furthermore, Comasa offers products which complements Aceros Arequipa portfolio, such as structural plates and beams. Comasa has a tube production plant that will add to Aceros Arequipa own new tube plant, which will begin operations in November. Together, both companies are leaders in the tube market as well. Unlike Aceros Arequipa, which is focused on retail, Comasa is focused on the industrial segment and indirect consumer attention, backed by a solid market and industrial knowledge. This provides a substantial opportunity to enrich the go-to-market approach for both companies. In 2017, Comasa's revenue and net profit reached 424 and 34 million respectively. With the combined operation, we are projecting to reach consolidated annual revenues for 2019 of over $1 billion. This transaction represents a great fit for Aceros Arequipa and a unique opportunity to further strengthen both company operations and market share to boost value for our shareholders. Additionally, these transactions, of course, will create significant synergies which are currently being identified. Now, I would like to turn the floor to Ricardo Guzmán, our CFO and IRO, who will review the financial performance for the period. Ricardo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tulio. Good afternoon, everyone. I am also very pleased to conduct this call and to share with you Aceros Arequipa's results for the quarter. Please note that all growth rates will be year over year unless stated otherwise. Start, please turn to slide 14. I would like to start my presentation with a quick snapshot of the third quarter and 9 months 2018 results. As you can see, our third quarter results were lower compared to third quarter 2018, I want to highlight that our 9 month performance is quite strong, and we expect full year results to be one of the best in the company's history. In next slide, I will go more in detail on the numbers we are looking at right now. So I would like to continue my presentation by discussing performance of revenue. So please turn to slide number 15. During the quarter, revenue increased by 1.4%, mainly due to higher average selling price, which outweighs the decline in total volume. Export revenue increased by 9.3% to 101 million soles, while Peruvian revenue remained almost flat, reaching 552 million soles. Nonetheless, revenue increases were partially offset by a 56.2 million decrease in other products, which include round bars for mining grinding balls as a result of a global shortage of high carbon billet supply. High carbon billet supply are the main raw material for to produce round bars for mining grinding balls. However, our new mill shop, once in operation, will allow us to mitigate this risk in the future. On the other hand, total revenue for the accumulated 9 months was 1,966 million soles, an increase of almost 14% compared to the same period of 2017. Now, please, let's move to slide 16 to discuss our profitability measures. During third quarter 2018, gross profit was 97 million soles, a decrease of 9.2% compared to third quarter 2017. This is mainly due to lower revenues of round bars for mining grinding balls and, to a lesser effect, to higher raw material prices that were offset by higher final product prices. To give you an example, imported raw material prices such as scrap and billet increased by $70 per ton to $190 respectively. Consequently, gross margin reached 15%, which was 1.7 percentage points lower than third quarter 2017. However, we expect a slight retreat on imported scrap prices and an increase in product prices for the last quarter of this year. On the other hand, gross profit for the accumulated 9 months was 312 million soles, an increase of 41% compared to the same period of 2017. Finally, EBITDA for the quarter reached 76 million soles, 11.3% lower than third quarter 2017, while EBITDA margin was 11.6%. A decrease of 1.7 percentage points compared to third quarter 2017. However, EBITDA for the accumulated 9 months was 254 million soles, an increase again of 56% compared to the same period of 2017. Now, let's take a closer look into EBITDA's growth drivers as we move to slide number 17. As mentioned, lower EBITDA and EBITDA margin for the quarter were mainly explained by the lower gross profit as well as higher other net operating expenses by 5 million soles due, within other things, to fees related to the takeover of Comercial del Acero. On the other hand, SG&A was 5 million soles lower, mainly due to lower advertising and personal expenses. In line with its strategic guidelines, the company makes continuous efforts to minimize its SG&A expenditures. And as appreciated in the graph that showed a percentage of revenue, we saw an 80 basis points reduction or improvement to 5.7%. Moving forward into the bottom line, let's go to slide 18 to take a look into our net profit. During the third quarter of this year, net profit and net margin declined due to lower operating profits, which offset lower net financial expenses and other incomes from investments in related companies by PEN 1.2 million soles, which includes 100% stakes in Comasa net profit since September of this year, compared to 33.6% stake as of third quarter 2017. Going forward, 100% of Comasa's fourth quarter 2018 net profit will be fully registered in our company's P&L, compared to only 33% of fourth quarter 2017. Net profit, nonetheless, for the accumulated 9 months of this year was PEN 121 million, an increase of 74% compared to the same period of 2017. Now, please, let's move to slide 19 to discuss our total debt. As of September of this year, the company's financial position remained very solid, despite a higher total financial debt of PEN 818 million, mainly due to higher short-term debt to cover working capital requirements. Third quarter 2018, net financial debt to EBITDA was 1.7, higher than 1.2 registered on December. The company's better last 12 months EBITDA partially offset the impact of the cash consideration used for Comasa's acquisitions and the higher working capital financing registered on the third quarter of this year. Additionally, as of September 2018, 56% of total debt was denominated in soles, while the remainder was denominated in US dollar, which is balanced with Aceros Arequipa's dollar registered asset structure. The company has also signed leasing contracts with Banco de Crédito of up to $180 million to finance the new melt shop. Combined, the leasing contracts have a 10-year tenure with the initial 3-year free of principal payments. The net financial debt to EBITDA covenant on the leasing contract are 4.5 until 2020, which is the investment period, and 3.5 for the following years. However, the company estimates the ratio will not go above 3.7 times during the investment period. Our current loan contracts covenants are being amended to match the one agreed with our melt shop leasing. Now, let's move to slide 20 to discuss our working capital and CapEx. As of September 2018, our operating working capital requirements, which excludes cash, asset available for sale, and financial liabilities, increased to PEN 831 million, mainly driven by higher accounts receivables and inventories, which outweighed significant improvements in extending our payables. The higher receivables were partially due to the company's stronger revenues in Bolivia, where we happen to increase our market share. The inventory increase was mainly driven by higher prices, higher coverage for finished products in advance of a scheduled plant shutdown maintenance in October, and imported billets that will be consumed in the following months. As of 9 months, 2018, CapEx was PEN 148 million, which includes, as already mentioned, the PEN 84.6 million Comasa's acquisition. Other core investments included payments regarding the implementation of our new tube production plant and merchant bars line automation. Additionally, the company investment PEN 29.6 million in our new MERSOC project throughout a financial lease. Now, please, let's move to slide 21 to discuss our cash flow. As mentioned before, as of 9 months 2018, our cash flow from operation was mainly explained by higher inventories and receivables. Cash flow from investment, shown in the previous slide, was partially offset by asset sales, dividends, and interest received of 22.8 million. Cash flow from financing is positive due to working capital finance. Finally, let's move to slide 23 to review our guidance for 2018. In terms of guidance, revenue growth target range from 10 to 12% and EBITDA margin between 11.5 and 12.5%. CapEx target for this year is in range of 180 and 200 million soles, depending on the last quarter project execution. This CapEx does not include the investment that will be done through a leasing contract for the new small shop. Dividends paid during 2018 will be 56.4 million, a 40.5 increase compared to dividends paid last year, which already was an improvement of almost 21% compared to 2016. Similarly, earnings per share is expected to be between 0.14 and 0.15 soles, a 20 to 23% increase compared to 2017, which already was 36% higher than the previous year. With this, we conclude our presentation. Thank you for your attention. We are looking forward to all your questions. So at this point, we can move on to the Q&A session of the presentation. Operator, please proceed.
And at this time, we will open the floor for your questions. First, we will take the questions from the conference call and then the webcast questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, please press the pound key. For the webinar, for the webcast viewers, please click the question mark button on your webcast player. A pop-up window will appear and you may type your question in that box. We will pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. And your first question comes from Luis Pardo with Compass Group. Your line's open.
Hi, guys. First of all, I want to congratulate you for the initiative and the progress made on the investor relation front. I think that this initiative with the call and being more open with investors is key to surface the value of the stock. I see a lot of value in the stock, and I think this is the way to go. Again, congratulations. The MD&A is great, and the fact that the call is in English is also outstanding and very good. Then I have a couple of questions on, first, the impact of the acquisition for Comercial del Acero. You mentioned about probably getting to a $1 billion sales point by 2019. If you could give me more color on what the consolidated margin impact would be, because I am assuming Comercial del Acero has lower structural margins than the Aceros Arequipa business. ¿Te quieres te la en español? ¿Mejor?
Okay, you can repeat it, ask the question.
Okay, so I want to know, because you mentioned about with the Comercial del Acero acquisition, you want to get to a top line revenue level of $1 billion, correct?
Correct.
Consolidated level. Okay. I wanted to know what the margins would look like with Comercial del Acero included in the business, because I am assuming they have, that business has lower margins than the legacy Aceros Arequipa business? So what are your EBITDA margins going to look like? Are we going to be able to maintain the 11%, 12% level, or is that going to come down?
We expect the same level of margin. It's around 11%, between 10 and 12% margin in Comasa, and in Aceros Arequipa between 12 and 14%.
Yes, and to complement Julio's answer, the weight of Comercial del Acero in Casas EBITDA, in our company, to give you, we are talking about 100 million EBITDA on Casa compared to $10-11 million EBITDA in Comasa.
Yeah, that means that our next year EBITDA will be around $110 million.
Perfect. Okay. Now, the second question I have for the new oven, congratulations again on closing the financing. I am assuming margins should expand, right? Because with less reliance on export products and all of that, and you producing more of your products in-house, that 12 to 14% you have for Aceros Arequipa should be a little bit higher. Am I correct?
No, yes, you are correct.
With the new melt shop.
With the new melt shop,
right.
The margin expands, of course, and we expect it to expand more than $10 or $20 million.
Okay, in terms
at
of
least,
percentage?
I'm sorry, at least 20, as an average $20 million expansion of the margin with the new melt shop.
$20 million EBITDA. Okay. Revenue same 20.
Correct. At least $20 million EBITDA in margin.
Okay, perfect.
Expansion.
Okay. I could do some math to get to a number figure. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Again, congratulations. I hope this initiative continues. Thank you very much for your time, gentlemen.
Yes. Thanks to you.
Thank you.
And at this time, as a reminder, it is star and one to ask a question. And our next question comes from Raul Jacob with Credicorp Capital. Your line is open.
Hi. Thank you for the call. It was very insightful into the company and the outlook for the company. Just to understand a little bit more the top line we've seen this quarter, how many metric tons of steel were sold this past quarter, and how does that compare to the third quarter of 2017, so to see what percentage was driven by price and what percentage by quantity?
Yeah, hold on, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for the accumulated 9 months, the revenues in volume was down around 5%. But basically, as I mentioned, this is explained by that we stopped selling the round bars for the mining industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which,
yes.
Like year to year. Mm-hmm. The whole year will be around 60,000 tons less in revenue.
Mm-hmm. And also, looking forward now, we have seen that, for example, demand for construction bars nationwide is still seems to be growing at a nice pace compared to, for example, cement deliveries. What explains this, and if you expect this divergence to carry on in the next quarters, the next year, what insight could you give us there?
Uh, We expect the next year an increase of rebar sales of around between 4 to 6%, no more than that. Mm-hmm. And the main reason is the lot of lack of infrastructure that we have in the country.
Mm-hmm.
This year is about the same growth, no, than last year, no, in the rebar business. No?
Mm-hmm.
We have many, we have the Lima Airport for next year, we have the Pisco Port, we have the La Línea 2 del Metro,
yeah.
We have a lot of infrastructure to be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the sale, the margins that have contracted a bit, by the way, thank you for the guidance for 2018. Do you have any guidance in terms of EBITDA margin? Well, you were already mentioning how it will be affected with the new oven, melt shop. But for next year, what should we expect in terms of margins there? Because to sum up my question, really is regarding this scarcity in the high carbon billet, will it continue into the next year, and how will that affect margins next year?
Yes, thank you for the question. This is Ricardo Guzman. As you mentioned, the mill shop will be ready for the second half of 2020.
Yes.
Look for next year. For the projections of next year, we are working in the coming weeks in our budget.
Okay.
So we will have the maybe the next call, we can have more information about 2019. However, mm-hmm. we always aims to improve last year's performance.
Actually, okay. Year performance. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very
on
much.
On the other hand, remember we have the consolidated figures will be at least 10% more gross margin next year from this one.
Okay, thank you.
And as a reminder, it is star and one to ask a question. And for the webcast viewers, simply click the question mark button on your webcast player to type your question. And at this time, we will take the webcast. I will go ahead and just turn the call over to the management.
Thank you. Can we go to the webcast? We don't have any more questions on the webcast.